Welcome back. You know, we've had a lot of ink dedicated to what is going on with the NBA in China, the Chinese government. We had one of the team owners put out a tweet on Friday in support of the freedom fighters in Hong Kong who want the right of self-government and free speech. What a bunch of low-life criminals to want such a thing as that, right? And the Chinese government took exception to that, so Daryl Morey took it down right away. But nevertheless, that and an apology was not enough. And so China is now taking action against the NBA. And you've got a lot of cowardly people there at the NBA, but not just the NBA. Let's understand that as China is making demands on people, some of the worst people have been the people out of Hollywood, but they have made demands against all these major brands. And, of course, all these major brands keep saying, well, you know, whatever you want. You've got Tiffany removing an advertisement over the Hong Kong controversy. Apple said, we will take out the Taiwan flag emoji. You know, when you go in with emojis, you've got flags of every country. Well, Taiwan is not a country, says President Xi. So Apple says, that's fine. We will kowtow to you. We will remove that emoji. Anything else you don't like, just tell us. We'll do whatever you want. You got the Chinese government saying journalists are going to have to prove their loyalty to us. Citizens are going to have to scan their faces in order to use the internet. And we look at this and we say, wow, what a horrible place China is. Are we any better? When we have JFK being the first airport to roll out facial recognition as permission to fly. Think about that. How is that really that different than having to show your face to the government in order to use the internet? You got to show your face to our government in order to travel. Sounds kind of like the social credit system that's already been in place in China, doesn't it? What a coincidence, isn't it? And, you know, when we look at this, it's very easy to give ourselves a pass and to talk about American exceptionalism and talk about the fact that since we like President Trump better than the Democrats, that it's okay for President Trump to hold back his criticism of China and Hong Kong. It's okay after that silence to congratulate President Xi on 70 years of tyranny. It's not okay. And it's not okay when we start instituting facial scans as a prerequisite to travel. We are going right down the same path as these other people. And even if you think that this is a good strategy, look, President Trump should have criticized what she was doing in Hong Kong. He should have done it, number one, because it's the right thing to do. And number two, I think it would have been a more effective strategy to expose Xi, President Xi, as a tyrant. You know, don't you, if you're in a trade negotiation with somebody else, don't you want people to understand what an authoritarian, corrupt criminal your opponent is? It was a big missed opportunity, I think. And instead of congratulating him, I think if I was president, I would have kind of given a backhanded congratulation to the people of China for their fertility, being able to grow their population in the face of a communist government that killed tens of millions of them. That's what I would have congratulated China on. Congratulations. You had more babies than they could kill for a period of time. Why congratulate them on having a great military and a great military parade? I don't understand that. And I don't understand why we're allowing this crackdown on our travel to continue to be escalated. And we stood here right after I came here to InfoWars. It was the first Thanksgiving since they'd instituted the body scanners. And we helped orchestrate a opt-out. We're going to opt out of the body scanners. You're going to have to do a pat-down. I still do that whenever I travel. I don't like getting patted down. But I also don't like being scanned. And so I want to be as much of a wrench in the system as I can. And if we would all do that, we'd shut it down. And as a matter of fact, that first Thanksgiving, after their false flag, you know, we had the lawyer Haskell talk about, he was an eyewitness. He saw how a guy in a suit put on the underwear bomber and so forth. And then they had all of the machines already manufactured and ready to roll out within a week or so. from a former head of Homeland Security. What a racket that was. You know, talk about something orchestrated. And so the first Thanksgiving, we said, you know, everybody opt out. And because the TSA saw that coming, on the busiest travel day of the year, they just shut down all the scanning, all the pat-downs. They just shut down, let everybody walk through. Yeah, if you resist, you can do something about it. But we're not resisting. We don't care. We really don't care.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.